This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. And we broadcast 2 hours daily, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. John engineers the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and we have a call-in number if you'd like to chat with us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Doc Ram is with us. Hey, Rick, you know, Bob Dylan, singer and songwriter, and one of the world's most...
Wasn't that cool?
he won a Nobel Prize
literature. Man. Isn't it cool?
Yeah, you know, I've been toying with playing pieces of his work on this broadcast for the last several weeks. I haven't done it because I thought, you know, I just didn't do it. But anyway, his real name is not Bob Dylan. He's 75 years old. He was born May 24, 1941 in Duluth, Minnesota. And his real name is not Bob Dylan. It's Robert Allen Zimmerman, Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N.
I'd be grouchy like him if my name was that too, you know?
Rick, he was right on the money way early with some of his songs and some of the things that that he said. He talked about the government, he talked about the evils of it, the corruption, and he did it in a way that I don't know if everybody fully understood it, but he was right on the money. With a lot.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons he never smiles. Nah, everybody's got to serve somebody.
Yeah,
that's the way it works, man. I crushed his big brass bed.
Yeah, hey Rick, tell us about your latest works, your Encyclopedia of Agriculture. Can you tell us?
Russell has just completed converting with OCR stuff I wrote before I had computers, and it was a massive effort because it's 9 volumes. Each one is several hundred pages times 9. And it is the Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture. 10 years of me researching how to grow, harvest, process, and market various alternative crops known mostly as non-storable commodities. In other words, there's limited markets like peppermint or spearmint. And, you know, they've had, in some cases, you know, just limited production. You don't store it each year. What, like a spice, it gets harvested each year, and what's available is what the world gets to use. And this type of market is the richness of our diversity in agriculture, not the 5 or 6 basic groups like white bread, cheese, hamburger, and milk, which is the American diet. And it's at some point, it's 9 volumes, and I put it in ebook form so that all they used to be, I think it was $25 for volume 1 and 2. Well, now it's down to $6 or $5.99 per volume, or if you buy it as a group, and we're putting that together today for Amazon, it'll be $45. And I could use the incomes. You want this information, you will never find this anywhere else. one spot on how to grow herbal coffee and be able to have an alternative when the grid collapses, nobody's getting Ethiopia, and now you want your morning brew. What are you going to do? I don't think anybody's thought about that.
Yeah, Rick, are you saying how to grow like chicory?
Yeah, and dandelion. Maybe hit it with Reboad Stevia, sugar it up a little bit, and then some, licorice mint, and then some Madagascar vanilla bean. Imagine how that cups.
Rick, I'm so glad you did this. Last night, it was late, and I was having a one-on-one chat with Mrs. Finelli. And I was talking about things that I envision coming our way, supply chain problems, and kind of delineating some of what I saw. It was kind of not a pleasant discussion from, you know, what the possibilities are that could happen to all of us. And we talked about electricity and how it's going to be impossible, literally impossible, for many people in the city to survive without electricity. For example, New York City. How would someone get out of the city if the electricity goes down? Of course, the traffic lights won't work, and it'll be absolute chaos, every man, woman, for him or herself, trying to get through intersections. Okay. When cars break down, who's going to move them out of the way? How do you refuel the vehicles from the few gas stations that are there? How do you buy food when no one knows the prices and no one trusts, you know, another person? And where does water come from? You know, 3 days, 3 minutes without air,
being in a high-story complex where you're living 16 floors up, and it's time to go to the bathroom.
Well, actually, that was one of the things that we talked about, literally, because...
What are you going to do with all that biomass? That no place to flush, there's no water to clean it, and what are you going to do? Go down 16 flights and do it in the alley?
Well, here's what we talked about, and I mentioned that, you know, we have this little village where we live, and what they decided to do was have a town water system. So they have a water tower. And there are a couple houses, families, that did not maintain their septic system. There's like 10 houses in downtown where we live. We live outside the town, of course, but maybe 10 houses, maybe even fewer than that. And a couple of them had problems with their septic system. So instead of the town residents saying, you know what, I know a guy with a backhoe, we'll just fix that. If you can't afford to fix it, we'll fix it for you, and no worries. We'll just do it for you. Instead of doing that, they got some money from the government, and they put in a municipal water treatment plant, which requires a person to operate it in chemicals and so forth. So instead of the town fixing its own problem, they relied on the government, and they solved the problem in a big way. Well, here's what I was saying to Mrs. Finelli last night. So the grid goes down, and they've got a generator to pump water for a while. But they can't refuel the generator with the grid down. They can't bring the diesel or the propane to refill that tank. So figure 2 weeks at the absolute most. I'm really thinking more like a couple days. The generator will run out of fuel and water will stop being pumped. When the water stops being pumped, then the sewage treatment plant stops operating at that same second in time. When the electricity stops from the generators, that's it. No more sewage treatment. And then
or
you've
external
got
external chemicals brought in from some other place.
Right, right. So now the water treatment facility stops, and where is it? It's right ahead of a spring, literally. They built this silly thing, I would say, 500 feet to 1,000 feet away from the spring. Now, that water from the sewage, the sewage is going to run downhill toward the spring, contaminate the spring. Now, this is just one micro example of what I envisioned happening.
This is your tax dollars and your politicians serving your best interests.
Correct. Correct. And all they had to do was spend, if they paid someone a few thousand dollars to fix these septic systems. But no, that's not what they did. They spent like $1 million on this sewage treatment plant, which requires maintenance and chemicals. But this is all over the country. So when I see this and think about this, I think about the disease that will result from the electric grid going down. Rick, have I lost my mind, or is this a natural progression of things?
The whole thing is based on a house of straw and is going to collapse shortly. And all the different infrastructures are leaking. Your nuclear power plants are at the top of the list. And now they're poisoning us in the air we're breathing.
Okay. Radiation today. Let me just go down alphabetically. This is radiation above 1,000 counts per minute. So all of these cities.
And by the way, normal counts are 24 to 32. 40, 45 is usually the highest you'll find in some of the larger cities.
Okay. So this is September 24th to October 8th.
Over triple.
8th.
Yeah, this will be where you're getting a triple dose.
Worse than that. September 24th to October 8th, 2016. Now, this is in alphabetical order, so it'll take me about 2 minutes to do this. So I'm not going to give you the numbers, but because they're all above 1,000 counts per minute, beta and gamma. Here we go. Anaheim, California, Atlanta, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, Bakersfield, California, Billings, Montana, Boston, Massachusetts, Casper, Wyoming, Champaign, Illinois, Charleston, West Virginia, Cleveland, Ohio, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Denver, Colorado, Detroit, Michigan, Fresno, California, Grand Junction, Colorado, Harrisonburg, Virginia, Hartford, Connecticut, Idaho Falls, Idaho, Kearney, Nebraska, Laredo, Texas, Lexington, Kentucky, Lincoln, Nebraska, Little Rock, Arkansas, Louisville, Kentucky, Mason City, Iowa, Navajo Lake, New Mexico, New York City, New York, Pierre, South Dakota, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Portland, Maine, Raleigh, North Carolina, Rapid City, South Dakota, Riverside, California, Rochester, New York, San Diego, California, Shreveport, Louisiana, Spokane, Washington, Tucson, Arizona, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Worcester, Massachusetts. That is the list above 1,000 counts per minute beta and gamma radiation. Rick, is that serious, or is this something we don't need to worry about?
Well, your normal background count is 24. Not 100, not 1,000.
Yeah. Well, some of these are almost. Some of these are almost.
Do the math.
2,000. Yeah. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just want to let you know that, you know, on Tuesday of this week, we ran a rebroadcast. And I got a number of calls. Are you okay? A number of our instructors were called in the farmhouse and were concerned that Vinny wasn't on the air. And I just want to say what happened. Well, our high-speed digital connection was down. And I had the opportunity to find another path to GCN or run a rebroadcast, and it was difficult. So I decided to run a rebroadcast. So literally, we had technical difficulties. Now, I know that that's an excuse that's used a lot of times on the air, but we literally had a technical problem. So I wanted to share that with our class. Rick, History Channel, what's up with the History Channel and you? Do you have any updates for us?
Well, yeah. No, I went over to Medford and did a shoot. I don't know how it's going to play yet. Just stay tuned. I'm very excited because they have discovered caves at the bottom of the Grand Canyon that hold hieroglyphics, indicating that the Egyptians were in our Grand Canyon mining copper. And basically what they discovered there is like the Egyptian equivalent of the Smithsonian, with Buddhist skulls and other things from previous epochs that the Egyptians were collecting. It's a tremendous find. Guess what? That particular section of the Grand Canyon is also closed off to the public because it's a national monument.
So how was this discovered if it was closed off?
some guy was floating down the river in a raft, and he saw these caves about 1,000 feet up, and pulled over and climbed and made the discovery back before the Grand Canyon was a national monument. That's when it all got closed off, and how the Smithsonian has somehow conveniently lost some artifacts that have history and discovery. The one I did a month previous was about that giant skull that was discovered in Pennsylvania in the 1800s with archaeologists and pictures of it and all of that. And it has somehow disappeared into the, most likely, the Atlantic Ocean. Why? Well, that one isn't a conspiracy so much as it was the two sons of a Methodist minister dogging Joseph, you know, and the Mormons when he ripped off that congregation and moved to Utah with the Mormon church. I don't know what's happening with our history books, but I can tell you that nothing that they're teaching in school is real. When I was in Antarctica and saw the Nazi base, the thing I also noticed was there was a Viking base from the 14th century, and that's nowhere in the history books. How does that work? The caves in Antarctica have been known for centuries, and yet there are plausible deniability, like you said, with aliens and not giving disclosure to the public. The thread of what the History Channel's primary threat is there has been a methodical attempt at covering up certain discoveries to mislead the world. And I, you know, some of it has to do with aliens because of what it might do to religious beliefs. I don't know because, the problem is we're probably never going to know because some individuals in certain positions have so disturbed the data as to cause a complete misunderstanding of what and who we are.
Rick, do you think you'll be able to visit those caves?
I probably won't in my lifetime, no. I think they're closed off to the public, and even anthropologists, archaeologists, whatever, I don't think they're going to allow people in there for whatever nefarious intent is on why they would do that. It's like finding some artifact that is obviously of technology not known to man. Does that mean it came from aliens? Not necessarily. The Germans were obsessed with previous technologies in different epochs that were quite different than our own.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Rick, when we come back, let's talk about Mars. One-way trip to Mars. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics?
Take
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. DocRam.com, DocRam.com. If you'd like to get that encyclopedia of agriculture, you can go to DocRam.com. And Rick, it's at Amazon starting today, you think?
Haven't put it on Amazon yet. That may or not happen today or tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Okay, very good. But you go to DocRam.com and
that Facebook will take you directly to my bookstore. Yeah, bookstore.
Rick, I've been reading about the.
By the way,
you're welcome. I've been reading information about the moon, and it seems like the moon is being pelted more frequently than we thought. With objects and, we can call them meteorites or maybe larger objects, and it's leaving these craters in the moon, and it has been for a long time, and we learned that way back in elementary school. So they say, scientists say, that the reason that the moon is pelted more than the Earth is because the moon doesn't have an atmosphere to burn up these projectiles that are flying around. Well, you were thinking about going to Mars, right? Now, Mars has pretty much...
NASA issued, for a couple of us, some free one-way tickets to Mars. But guess what? The problem is, the recent research says that nobody can travel by normal spacecraft because by the time you got to Mars, you would be brain dead from radiation sickness. And that's the latest study. The rat studies that they did, where they exposed them to the same levels of exposure to gamma rays in space without protection, nothing lives by the time it gets to Mars. In fact, just going into space and trying to go across the Van Allen belt, and now the what I'll call the Fukushima belt, leaves most people sterile. And so astronauts going into space right out of the gate are being damaged right out of the gate. And they don't advertise or promote or discuss that very much, but there it is. Getting off planet is iffy, and travel in space is not possible yet with our current technologies. We might be able to get out there, but how one protects oneself from gamma rays and bursts from the sun and or other, you know, space debris running around at high energy physics, we have no defense at this point. Putting things in the ground to store them wrapped in aluminum will work up to a certain point, and then it's going to backward when it's radiation.
So, Rick, if you were to go, okay, let's assume
would I be president of Mars? I think there's already colonized. I think there are somehow. I think that there is life forms on Mars, most likely humans. They sent a joint manned expedition to Mars in 1968. That's 1 year before the moon. I don't think they made it. I don't know that what happened, but if they did it that long ago, you can well believe they have tried other attempts, and I'm guessing several were successful.
Well, how is it possible getting through the Van Allen radiation belt?
Well, you're probably not going to do any begatting. You know, there won't be any children or anything like that. You know, there might be sex, but there isn't going to be any pregnancies. You know, just going through the Van Allen belt is going to cause chromosome changes in the body. Serious. Now, whether it's lethal or not, it's marginal. That's how bad it is. And why the public hasn't been told that, it's just... an FYI is a basic physics thing, going through that level of radiation as an ionized belt. Just going from Asia to LAX is exposure in high, you know, the aircraft is like being in a microwave oven that is probably giving you the same exposure as 9 to 12 x-rays. In a single flight, imagine stewardesses and aircraft personnel that fly those rigs and what they're really like, and they don't know it. All you have to do is carry a Geiger counter. That'll tell you how bad it is. And that's what atmosphere does. It stops that or absorbs most of that radiation before it hits us here on Earth. The moon doesn't have such a shield, neither does Mars. That means if you were going to be on Mars, you would most likely have to be underground, lined with cadmium. That is the Mars Project, where they have a geodesic dome underground, you know, that they can open up the top part of it for light, and they have it lined with cadmium for radiation shield.
So we're concerned about the space brain traveling from Earth outward, and we're
I think I posted something less than 3 days ago on the study that was recently done showing that if you were able to get to Mars, your mind wouldn't even be working right. You'd be essentially brain dead.
And that all seems reasonable to me based on, you know, what I've learned about radiation.
Well, the physics of it, yeah, the basic fundamentals of, and we do not yet have a type of clothing or radiation shields. I noticed that people are marketing bullishly, you know, how to protect yourself from, you know, the microwave band and so on with these little charms that you wear around your neck or your ankle, and you have a grounding thing here and a hoop-de-doo there. It's all witchcraft.
Rick, I'm glad you mentioned this, and let me say this kind of carefully. Several years ago, I heard an advertisement, and I'm not going to say where, for a device that would shield your phone from, it was a fabric kind of a device that would shield your phone or protect you from microwave radiation coming out of your phone. So if you put this thing in your pocket, you know, you were microwaving yourself slowly with your cell phone. Well, I called up the company and I told them I would like to have one of those to look at, just to look at, and I would send it back. And they sent me one. And I looked at it, and it did not work. It didn't work this way. So what I did was I put a cell phone, I had one at the time, and I put a cell phone in it and called it from another phone. And it rang. I'm thinking, wow. So how does this keep the microwave radiation inside this little pouch? So then I put the cell phone in a microwave oven, unplugged, and called it, and it rang. And then I got a device from another company called Privacy Case, which is like a Prince Albert shaped cigar can, which is really, really precision manufactured, very, very well manufactured and engineered. And I put a cell phone in that, and it absolutely did not ring. So that works, but the fabric ones, you know, the silver lined, silver infused, silver fabric at the time did not work. And I called the company up and I said, here's what I found out. And they pulled their commercials. They stopped running commercials about their particular product, and they went back to the engineers and the drawing board, and they re-engineered their case. Now, I'm not saying that I was the guy that caused them to do this. I'm saying that when I, and it seems coincidental for sure, that I called them and said, it doesn't work, and they pulled the commercials. Because they were advertising that on a broadcast medium that these things did work when actually they did not do everything they claimed. So, you know, I'm a little frustrated that, you know, there are people who buy products based on claims, and I'm not talking about our advertisers, I'm talking about something I heard on the radio. There are people who go to conventions and they'll hear a speaker and they'll say, yep, that makes sense, okay, I'll buy that and I'll be able to survive, and that may not be the case. So, you know, just buying a bucket of food, class, seriously, buying a bucket of food and having 300 servings in that bucket, you believe that? I don't. I'm not talking about our advertisers. I'm talking about things I've heard as I've traveled. And how do you get 300 servings in a 5-gallon bucket of anything? Unless they're like...
that was what FDA was originally all about, was to protect us with consumer services. And today, I can tell you personal experiences with FDA working with me up out of Portland. The Portland office is the one in Portland, Oregon, not Washington, D.C., is the one one that determines whether or not a certain new drug is dangerous or not. You know, like ibogaine and iboga plant and that kind of thing. And they would contact people like me to get our best read on how they might want to proceed on these kinds of things. And the FDA, once I got into that level of dialogue with them, I began to realize that they're not there to protect the consumer. It's, again, all about money and special interest groups that are researching and turning in bogus reports. One quarter of the medical reports coming out of China are fake, right out of the gate.
Just like the soil
China
and water
would say is real.
Just like
you know,
about
there are different medical studies to support a given herb for its use this way or that way. None of it's real. And one third of it, I stopped carrying sinephrine, you know, as one of the imports that they were doing from the bitter orange. Sinephrine is, listen, none of it's real. And it's time that everybody realizes that advertising is to promote the sale of commercial capitalism.
Oh, you're absolutely right. When we come back, Rick, let's talk about the end of the petroleum-powered car in 2035.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams was. Rick, I was thinking about this post I read. 2035 seems to be a date that is being pointed to as the end of the petroleum-powered car. So I've been thinking about that. Okay, so if 2035 is the end of the automobile as we know it, and you know, owning your own automobile and traveling wherever you'd like to and from work or wherever you choose to travel, if that's going to be the end of that production of that kind of a vehicle in 2035, well, then we'd probably be phasing out as we approach 2035. And I was thinking about fuel. And I was thinking about gasoline, and some people think, wow, you know, these electric cars are great. But then if you think about the electric car, and you think about, you know, getting away from petroleum-based fuels, and you look at fractional distillation. And what happens, as I understand it, crude oil is separated into different fractions at temperatures by boiling the crude oil. So at the top, the lightest product, gasoline, are at the top of this. Then kerosene's a little lower, and then diesel oil is a little lower than fuel oil. And then at the bottom of this distillation, what you're left with would be like tar and waxes and, you know, really heavy products. And so you could mix these tars with crushed stone, and, wow, you can make roads. So the point I'm trying to make is that if we do away with petroleum chemicals like we have now as fuels, we will have less tar to make roads with. So
we need to understand that batteries as storage devices are having to be handled separately, like air conditioners and other kinds of toxic chemicals at a waste dump. And that batteries in these new cars that NASA is predicting will happen in 2035 is going to have its own set of concerns and toxins. And that all of our technologies have never been around green. It's about how we get there quick so that we can make a bunch of money and move to the next thing.
Yeah, and, you know, one of our instructors and I have been working for days. He's an electrical engineer. And he and I have decided we're going to get the final solution for our batteries. We have a temporary solution, but I want to get to the final solution. So I'm looking at lead acid and the advantages and disadvantages. I'm looking at lithium ion, advantages and disadvantages. And
where did you get the lithium? And, you know, these are precious metals that have led to the rape of Africa.
That's exactly,
you know, people seem to forget. That's why the Egyptians were most likely at the bottom of the Grand Canyon mining copper, because they didn't have it in Egypt.
That's a really
good
point. This
is a bigger picture here on why we do what we do.
So if we look at... if we look at just the automobile, you know, we used to have back in the 1950s and before that in the 60s, maybe even into the 70s, we had chrome bumpers, and chromium came from where? Africa, right? Well, where are those chrome bumpers? Well, all the chrome bumpers that I think we used to put on cars are probably destroyed. So we don't have chrome bumpers anymore.
What does destroyed mean? You mean put in one spot as a lump in the earth?
No, scattered all over.
Over.
Landfills. Some of the steel might have been reused, but where did that chromium go? And you're right, lithium is tough. It's not everywhere. So now we're looking at having these electric cars, and we're not really sure where we're going to get all the materials to make these electric
cars. What you're seeing now is a technology that the public isn't aware of called tomography, where they now know where everything is on Earth in terms of precious metals, diamonds, whatever. They know exactly where it is.
So we're just going to beat up those countries and go get it?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we've been doing that for years, right? Dr. Richard L. Mills has been with us. Rick, thanks so much for spending your time today with us. And class, if you'd like to get his books on agriculture, the encyclopedia set, docram.com, docram.com. And I'm going to get my set. Bam. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.